Well, it sure is. Good morning. 61 right now and a sunny day going on. Get out and spread some of that on your face. It is Wednesday, May 13th. Time to do what we do on Wednesdays. Got to check in with our friends at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Talking with Rizzy this morning. Rizzy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, today we're talking a popular event, a popular thing over there at OSPTI, your bike and walk to school. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so it happened last Wednesday where we do a little competition between all four of the schools, St. Mary's, Breck Elementary / Middle School, St. John's, and then Wahpeton Elementary and Middle School. And we started this so many years ago thinking, because we saw a ratio of how obesity was growing in peds these days. Mm-hmm. And we started this just to get the kids active again. Yes, it's maybe only one day that they ride bike or one day that they walk to school, but it's just getting them in the mindset that, hey, there's other modes of transportation versus getting dropped off or riding the school bus or just taking those extra few steps, maybe getting dropped off a block earlier just to get your child to move a little more.
And you figure, and you've been doing this a few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you figure how many kids have gotten started and it's like, hey, this isn't bad. I think I'll keep this going. It's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah, exactly. And they get super excited about it. And I mean, yes, parents maybe grumble a little bit that it's cold outside or, but it's just being a little bit more of aware of how we need to stay active and how our body craves activity. So,
and keep that moving. So you have results for us?
Yeah, so it was a very close race again. St. John's ended up winning by 1%, 91%. And then second place was Breckenridge Elementary School with 90%, and then St. Mary's with 80%, and then Wahpeton with 43%. It's nice to see how many kids do get excited, just get activity going and moving.
Mm-hmm. And they get bragging rights too, St. John's, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll get the traveling trophy.
All right. So they get bragging rights for the next year. Well, that again, what a great event. And you do this in April or May?
May, usually, because
okay.
It's National Bike and Walk to School Day. And then we also do a fall one at the beginning of the school year. So just to kick off the school year.
All right. So we'll be looking forward to that. Rizzy, if people want more information, want to know more about this or any of the services you offer at OSPTI, what is your number?
641-7725, and then we'll also be posting results on our Facebook, too, as well.
Sounds good. Rizzy, enjoy the sunshine. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
That is Rizzy from OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Distant, far away dream that needs the night.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Debate over the 2026 Farm